Just one halakha in the Beni Chai on the importance of saying the Kriyat Shema before the Tefillah. That's called the Kriyat Shema of the Korbanot. If you look in your Sidurim, before Baruch Sha'amar, in the Korbanot section, you'll see that there's a page there that has the Shema, and Baruch Shem Kivon Makoto Le'olam Vayin. There's no Ve'ahavta, there's no Ve'haya, just that one line. כשיגיע לקריאת שמע קודם פרשת התמיד, מה בפור זה פרשת התמיד, יזהר לומר פסוקים שמע ישראל הוא ברוך שם כבוד, בכוונה גדולה, כמו קריאת שמע דיוצר. The same כוונות היה ונמיין קריאת שמע ויוצר, שמע ישראל. Listen, O Israel, or perceive, O Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Zaya, Hove Yehye, and he's also Adon Hakol, and he's the master of all. Elokeinu, God is the Almighty. He's all powerful, and he has his divine intervention. Hashem Elokeinu is our God. Hashem, again, Adon Hakol Hayah Ve'yehyeh, Echad, God is one. Aleph is one. Het, he's in the seven heavens on earth, that's eight. Seven heavens on earth, that's eight. Het, and Dalid, he's in the four corners of the world, and one accepts upon himself, when he says the Dalid, that he accepts upon himself Mesirut Nefesh, that he's willing to sacrifice himself and give himself to Borei Olam, even to accept the four punishments of Bedin, Sekila, Serifa, Hedek, Vahenek. That's the simple Kavanah of the Kriyat Shema. One should have that Kavanah as well in the morning. Now, even though people might not say the Korbanot, because we're late and so on and so forth, but it doesn't take too long to say the Shema. At least to take 10 seconds, and just even if you're not going to say the entire Korbanot, but just to say the Shema Yisrael, because there is an inyan to say the four Shemas in a day. The Shema of Korbanot, the Shema of Yoser, the Shema of Arbit, and the Shema of Kiryat Shema al Amita. You're supposed to say it. And he writes, Kizuch Hayuv Midrabbanan. It's an obligation. There's a Hayuv to say the Kiryat Shema during the Korbanot. V'chaven l'kayim mitzvat Kiryat Shema Midrabbanan. And you have a Kavanah. Hareini mikayim mitzvat Midrabbanan. It's a rabbinical mitzvah. V'yesh matzorech gadol b'tikun ha-tefila, and it's also big inyan to prepare the tefila. De'en anav olichim l'ashim tikun ha-na'asa b'tikun ha-shema de-yotzer, ela b'siruv kiriyat shema zu. Which means, you can't really fulfill the mitzvah of kiriyat shema of yotzer, unless you have the shema as well. It seems that somehow they are connected. Therefore again, one should at least be careful. You don't have to say the Ve'aftan, as I said. Just the Shema and the Baruch Shem. No.